nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Naranasan mo na bang makita ang harassment o pagkakaroon ng matinding galit? Nagsalita ka ba o nanahimik? Mahirap minsan malaman kung paano tumugon agad-agad. Paano mo matutulungan ang taong tinatarget nang hindi lalala ang sitwasyon o inilalagay ang sarili sa panganib? Sa episode na ito ng Understanding Hate, isang tanong ang susubukan nating sagutin. Kailan ba tayo dapat kumilos?
I was driving home and pulling up to the traffic lights. Right, lights were red. And I saw this Asian cyclist sort of beside a car, and I could sort of see that there was a bit of an exchange happening, and the exchange just generally sort of escalated quite rapidly. The driver, a white male, exited quite aggressively from the car.
Pagkatapos ng matinding panahon ng COVID-19 pandemic, nakita ni Aaron Teo ang isang racist na pag-atake sa publiko.
There were blows starting to land, and the sort of commentary was along racialized lines, so it was almost a snap decision to intervene. The immediate concern was to de-escalate, put some sort of physical distance between the aggressor and the victim. Thankfully, after stepping in, there were a few other people who gathered around and helped to stand in the way of the perpetrator.
When people step in, it makes a difference. Interventions may not necessarily stop hate altogether, but it does disrupt in the moment, and it does signal that hateful behavior isn't acceptable.
Si Dr. Haley Tran mula sa Tackling Hate Lab ang nagsabi na maraming paraan para makialam ang isang tao.
So direct confrontation isn't always the best thing or the most safest or even necessary thing to do. There's also one of my favorites, strength in numbers. Okay, so stepping in with others is more effective and safer, even if you don't do anything at all. Sheer numbers of people surrounding the person who's been targeted is very, very helpful. And interestingly, even when bystanders don't act through sheer numbers alone, they can encourage another bystander to intervene and take more significant action. And then there's also distraction tactics. Like, for example, where you've got someone abusing someone on the train, you could go up to the person and just ask them for the time.
Sa isang mainit na pangyayari, madali tayong magtuon ng pansin sa taong gumawa ng masama. Pero ang pag-alaga sa biktima ang isa sa pinakamahalagang magagawa natin.
What the research is telling us is support the person or the people being targeted. So we can sit next to them, check if they're okay, and that could be during the incident or even after.
Alam natin na hindi lahat nagsasalita o kumikilos kahit alam nilang tama iyon. Ito si Professor Kevin Dunn mula sa Western Sydney University.
There's a gap between people's ambitions in this area and their actual actions. So when you ask people in surveys whether they would take action, it's in the 70%, high 60s. You ask the same people if they've ever taken any such action, then you get below 40, below 30%.
Bakit kaya malaki ang pagitan ng gusto nating gawin at ng aktual na ginagawa natin? Narito ang paliwanag ni Professor Dunn.
The main barriers to taking action, speaking up, are fear of becoming a target yourself, lack of knowledge about what to do, and a lack of certainty about whether the event is a racist event. But the positive of that is the untapped potential for us to leverage for anti-racist purposes. If we can get people to understand what is racist, what isn't, to understand the different forms of action they can take, and to then be confident in the ability to choose which action to take.
Ang pagiging bystander sa isang insidente ng harassment ay mahirap kahit hindi ikaw ang direktang target. Sabi ni Dr. Haley Tran, mahalagang bigyan ng oras ang sarili na maproseso ang nangyari.
As bystanders, when we don't do something, we are also vulnerable to other mental health related issues in the long term. If you feel like this is something, you know, you're currently experiencing, basically acknowledge that it's a tricky and complex situation to navigate. Name the emotions. I feel guilty. I feel shame. And I'm angry because, you know, I wish I could have done something more at the time. Name them out loud so you can move beyond being inactive to empower yourself. You know, draw on your networks around you. with sharing our own experience as a bystander, we can learn, you know, how to process what happened.
Ang episode na ito ay mula kay Nick Zambulis para sa SBS Examines na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/sbsexamines. Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.